In this episode of Cube FM, I got a chance to speak to Yu Yin, who's a software engineer on the cloud native infrastructure team at ByteDance. Yu specializes in building scalable distributed systems. And today we'll focus on her team's groundbreaking work on the Girdle scheduler, a next generation Kubernetes scheduling engine. Girdle addresses challenges in resource management at scale, such as inefficiencies in handling both online and offline workloads. By introducing advanced features like Numa-aware scheduling, a two-layer architecture, and distributed processing, Girdle delivers unmatched performance, scheduling up to 5,000 pods per second across clusters of a million pods. In this episode, we'll also discuss ByteDance's Catalyst resource management system and how it complements Girdle by providing node-level resource insights, enabling seamless workload collocation. Drawing from articles on KubeAdmiral and Catalyst, Yu explains the innovations driving these projects, the impact on ByteDance's operations, and how open sourcing Girdle contributes to the broader cloud-native ecosystem. This episode is sponsored by LearnKades. LearnKades has been providing Kubernetes trainings all over the world since 2017. Courses are instructor-led and are 60% hands-on and 40% theoretical. They are offered to groups and individuals, and students have access to the course materials for the rest of their lives. LearnKades provides trainings both in-person and online. To find out more, go to learnkades.io. Now, let's get into the episode. So, welcome to Cube FM. What are three emerging Kubernetes tools that you are keeping an eye on?
So first is Grafana for observability, of course. And second is Kueue for job queuing system of batch services. And the last one is KubeRay, which can help run distributed Ray workloads in the Kubernetes cluster.
Very good. Now, to get to know you a little bit better, can we just get a short introduction about what you do and where you work?
My name is Yue, and I'm currently working as a software engineer at ByteDance Cloud Native Infrastructure Team. And currently, my focus is on orchestration and scheduling.
And how did you first get into Cloud Native?
So I started my career as a software engineer at VMware, and I worked on a product called Tanzu, which integrates Kubernetes into vSphere and enables users to manage Kubernetes workloads on vSphere. And now on the Cloud Native Infrastructure team at ByteDance, I'm focused on building scalable distributed scheduling systems, applying and deepening my expertise in Cloud Native practices across large-scale products.
And what were you before becoming Cloud Native?
So I entered the Cloud Native field immediately after graduation from my master's program.
And, you know, the Kubernetes and Cloud Native ecosystem, it moves very quickly. How do you stay up to date? Is it with blogs? Is it with videos, tutorials, podcasts? What works best for you?
So actually, most of my recent updates came from attending KubeCon this year, which was held in Salt Lake City. And I also believe blogs and podcasts are excellent resources for staying informed with the latest updates in the community. So I'd like to dedicate more time to exploring those moving forward.
Now, if you could go back in time and share one career tip with your younger self, what would it be?
The career tip would be to try to build a strong foundation in core concepts and fundamentals, even though they may seem to be less useless than some fancy framework or tools that you could put on your resume. Because I think mastering fundamentals makes it so much easier to adapt to new technologies as they emerge. And it also provides a deeper understanding that's invaluable as you take on more complex challenges in your career.
Now, as part of our monthly content discovery, we found three different articles that we're going to be focusing on here in our conversation today. One was about Catalyst, which is a management system for workload collocation on Kubernetes. Another one that was about KubeAdmiral, a next-generation multi-cluster orchestration engine based on Kubernetes. And last, Girdle, which is a scheduler that's open-sourced and unified scheduler for online and offline workloads. So we're going to be just discussing these more in detail. We understand that ByteDance has experienced rapid growth across various business lines. What challenges did this growth present in terms of managing computing resources?
Yeah, so Biden's rapid growth brought about challenges in managing computing resources, particularly with its initial setup of separate resource pools for online and offline workloads. The isolated pools worked well in low-demand scenarios, but created serious inefficiencies during peak times. With workloads rising unpredictably, maintaining performance required manual reallocation, which was labor-intensive and prone to errors. And this setup, this manual setup, also led to high allocation costs, as resources often sat idle or went underutilized in some areas. So recognizing these inefficiencies, Biden saw a need for a unified scheduling system that could dynamically balance resource demands across both workload types to improve the overall efficiency and reduce the cost, and also automate the reallocation in real time.
Now, you mentioned there about making optimizations to the Kubernetes default scheduler. What were some of these optimizations, and how did they improve your scheduling capabilities?
Sure. So on one hand, we introduced essential features to meet various business requirements. So for example, we implemented micro topology plugins so that we can enable NUMA-aware scheduling to enhance the experience for latency-sensitive workloads. And on the other hand, we focused a lot on performance optimizations, and ultimately we achieved a throughput of 300 pods per second in a cluster with 10,000 nodes at that time.
Despite these improvements, you ultimately decided to develop Girdle Scheduler. What factors led to this decision?
Yeah, so despite the optimizations in capabilities and performance that I just mentioned, the resource isolation issue we mentioned earlier still hasn't been fully resolved with this early approach. And we realized that achieving a unified resource pool requires a scheduling system capable of effectively handling both online and offline services. And while the native Kube scheduler is designed for pod-level scheduling, our needs demand support for more complex job-level scheduling semantics with significantly higher throughput requirement. And this realization led us to develop Girdle.
And now, how does the architecture of Girdle Scheduler differ from that of the Kubernetes scheduler?
So first, Girdle introduces the concept of scheduling unit, extending beyond the traditional pod-centric approach. So this has allowed Girdle to support offline batch scheduling, where the pods within a specific batch need to be scheduled together. And to achieve this, Girdle implements a two-layer scheduling framework. So first layer is the job-level scheduling. At this job level, it filters and ranks feasible nodes for a group of pods. And at the second pod level, it makes detailed scheduling decisions for each individual pod in that job. And second, Girdle is also designed as a distributed scheduling system. The scheduler is divided into three components now, dispatcher, scheduler, and bender. So the dispatcher will serve as the entry point to the scheduling system. It directs the pods to specific scheduler instances. And the scheduler will handle the core computation, which is to match pods to the nodes. So given the heavy workload of this component, Girdle supports multiple scheduler shards so that we can enable parallel processing for the complex scheduling decisions. And finally, for the bender component, it will perform conflict checks and bends pod to their designated nodes, which was nominated by the scheduler instance, and it will complete the whole scheduling process.
Now, in terms of performance improvements, what have you seen with the Girdle scheduler, and how have these impacted ByteDance's operations?
So with the implementation of a Girdle scheduling system, we have achieved throughput of 2,000 pods per second with a single shard of scheduler instance. And we can achieve 5,000 pods per second with multiple shards of scheduler instance in the production environment. And for our cluster scale, we can support up to 20,000 nodes and 1 million pods in production.
Do you think that the Kubernetes scheduler could eventually achieve similar performance with further optimization?
That's a good question. So with further optimizations, we think that the Kube scheduler could approach higher levels of performance, but there will be inherent trade-offs. Because the Kube scheduler design prioritizes flexibility, extensibility, and also portability as well. And achieving the similar throughput as highly optimized, the Kube scheduler might require some fundamental changes, such as incorporating more efficient algorithms, refactoring the scheduling framework, and enhancing parallelism.
Now, ByteDance has decided to go open source. Now, ByteDance has decided to open source Girdle Scheduler. What motivated this decision?
So the Girdle Scheduler has been rigorously battle-tested in ByteDance's hyperscale production environment, and it has demonstrated exceptional performance. And we also published a paper on Girdle, and it was accepted at SOCC last year. And that paper and the talk sparked significant interest from the industry, and we received a lot of inquiries about Girdle's design and functionality. So this initially gives us the idea of open source Girdle. And also, we have been greatly benefited from the open source community. So we are excited to give back and hope that Girdle can assist other organizations in tackling similar challenges.
Now, looking towards the future, what are the future plans for Girdle Scheduler? Are there specific areas you're focusing on for improvement?
First, we have been very excited to work on open sourcing the Girdle Race Scheduler. Race Scheduler is another component in the Girdle scheduling system, which can work alongside the Girdle scheduler itself to handle pod race scheduling after their initial placement. Because the cluster state keeps changing after the first scheduling decision, and the race scheduler can help optimizing the scheduling result for a longer period of time. And also, we are exploring an all-in-one mode for smaller clusters to make deployment of Girdle simpler and more portable. Because currently, we only support distributed mode in production. So we want to have this all-in-one alternative for smaller scale clusters. And on top of that, we are putting a lot of effort into improving the Girdle framework's performance, standardization, and flexibility. And finally, we are committed to growing the ecosystem by providing APIs that are compatible with popular upstream frameworks so that we could make it easier for other organizations to adopt and integrate Girdle seamlessly as they're in their toolbox. Yeah.
Great. We've also encountered mentions of another system developed by ByteDance called Catalyst. Can you explain why you developed Catalyst alongside Girdle Scheduler?
Mm-hmm. So Catalyst is a resource management system developed in-house at ByteDance, and it is also available in the open source as well. So Girdle relies on the node-level resource information provided by Catalyst to make some advanced scheduling decisions. So for example, as I mentioned, Girdle supports macro topology scheduling, and it will require the NUMA level resource usage data for various workloads to determine whether some workloads can be placed on a specific node. And also this NUMA aware resource includes the resources dedicated for offline workloads when online workloads are not using them. And this information is also provided by Catalyst resource management system. And by using this info, Girdle can achieve the real collocation for online and offline workload on the same node. And so by saying this, as a result, the unified resource pool is only possible with Girdle and Catalyst working together in the same system. And because of this, we developed Catalyst in ByteDance. And because of Girdle and Catalyst working together, we achieved this unified resource pool. And it helped us successfully increase our average CPU utilization from 30% to 60%.
Quite the achievement. Girdle replaces the Kubernetes scheduler. Catalyst is an operator that wraps requests, limits, and allocations. How much Kubernetes is left in ByteDance? It sounds like what you've created differs from Kubernetes in so many ways.
So at ByteDance, our Kubernetes setup stays true to its core architecture. So projects like Girdle and Catalyst don't disrupt the ecosystem. So you could think of them as powerful add-on systems that tackle specific challenges in large-scale environments. So they don't replace Kubernetes core principles, but build on top of them. And it adds the extra capability needed to handle more complex workloads. And besides, both Girdle and Catalyst, they are fully compatible within the Kubernetes ecosystem. And by providing these systems, we are not just solving our own scalable challenges. We are also giving back to the open source community. So we can provide other organizations with more options for critical Kubernetes components as well.
What's next for you?
So first, I will continue to contribute to our cloud native orchestration system, which plays a critical role in helping us adapt to evolving business demands. And there's still plenty of room to optimize and expand its capabilities to ensure that we meet those business demands effectively. And additionally, we are committed to contributing to the open source community through the projects like the Girdle Scheduler and Catalyst, so we can help to drive broader innovation in workload management in the industry.
Now, Yue, I also understand you have two cats. What are their names?
So my cats are, so first is Fubuki, and the younger one is called Halu.
Very good. And what open source projects are they working on?
Probably can help them contribute to the open source cat photos community.
That's great.
Hope people
That's
will like them.
Oh, I'm sure. We'll definitely have to include those in the show notes, so don't even forget that. Also, when you're not working on all these amazing open source projects, what do you like to do in your free time?
So first play with my cats, of course. I spend a lot of time with them. And also, I live in the Bay Area, so there are a lot of great hiking trails nearby. So usually during the weekends, I'll explore the hiking trails with my husband.
Very good. Also, we like to ask our guests about, you know, the things that they find challenging about Kubernetes, the things they would like to see resolved. Kubernetes, you know, turned 10 years old this year. If there's one thing you would like to see improved in Kubernetes, what would it be and why?
One thing improved, I feel like it would be better if we can see more like performance focused topics in the overall community. I think that would be very valuable there as well.
Okay. And I know in the beginning, you know, you mentioned one of the Kubernetes emerging tools that you were interested in was Kubray. Given that it sounds like you've got some interest in AI and ML, you know, in previous KubeCons, we've heard about, you know, the cloud native and the AI and ML worlds, you know, coming together. Also, since you're in the San Francisco Bay Area, you know, the AI community is also very strong there. What is there anything that you'd like to comment on for other folks that might be interested in this topic of things that have caught your attention or things that you're looking at?
Do you mean specific on Kubernetes or like the general?
So, you know, for a while we've been hearing about how AI and Kubernetes are coming together. How are you seeing that happen, you know, in a practical day-to-day sense? What are the technologies that you think all Kubernetes engineers should be aware of when it comes to AI and ML, as you mentioned previously with Kubernetes, and particularly on this point of performance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. This basically came from me attending KubeCon this year, and I felt that a lot of the talks are focusing on how Kubernetes can support like large-scale machine learning workloads, like training or inference in the organization. Particularly, I think the Kubeflow as well as the Kubernetes got a lot of attention in the talks at KubeCon. So these are also fairly new concepts to me. I'm also still learning. So I would encourage people who are interested in to see how Kubernetes can support the machine learning workloads to maybe pay more attention to these new technologies and maybe to read blogs and play with their code to understand how it works to manage the machine learning workloads on Kubernetes.
Very good. Last but not least.
Can be very different. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, no. And different. Okay, good. And different in what way?
Different from the traditional like microservice workloads.
I think that's what a lot of this comes down to is the sort of confusion or doubts about how new is this, how practical is it, how people can extract value from it. But I think, like you said, there are now a lot more resources about this than there were 6 months to a year ago. So it's great for people to go out and see that for themselves. Now, thank you for making it this far. If people want to get in touch with you to speak to you about all the work that you're doing, whether it's at ByteDance or elsewhere in the ecosystem, what's the best way to get in touch?
The best way to get in touch, I think, is to connect with me on LinkedIn.
Very good. For people that want to check you out there, we'll leave a link in the show notes. Thank you very much for joining the podcast today. It was great hearing about your experience and glad to see more open source tools getting in the ecosystem. And for folks that want to check it out more in detail, we'll leave all the following information for them to do that. Yue, thank you very much. We'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.